Santa Fe, Texas, it's been a vexing and tragic year for the class of 2018. At the start, Hurricane Harvey flooded their community and delayed senior year. Then 2 weeks before graduation, a mass shooting at their high school killed 10 people. It made last night's graduation especially emotional. Houston Public Radio's Laura Asensi has the story.
The graduation ceremony had many of the familiar rituals. Some 300 seniors wore green caps and gowns as they processed in the Texas heat across the football field.
Congratulations to the graduating seniors of the class of 2018.
But there was also heightened security and memorials for the 10 students and staff who were slain in the mass shooting. Here's school board president Rusty Norman.
All of our graduates and staff members are wearing white stoles in memory of our fallen students.
Then Norman asked the crowd to stand and take a moment of silence for the victims. The school tried to balance the joy of graduation with grief.
There's so many emotions flowing in and flowing out of you, and it's hard to react the right way.
Aaron Chenoweth played on the football team and plans to attend the University of Houston downtown.
It's hard, and we want to never forget these people, but it's hard to think about it and talk about it again. I would like to treat this thing as a normal ceremony.
Still, Chenoweth couldn't help but think about his former football buddy, Chris Stone, a junior he says was like a little brother and was one of those killed. 10 seniors created their own mini memorial. They clutched framed photos of the victims as they received their diplomas. Kimberly Martinez carried one of Jared Black.
I always just look to the brighter side and know that he's in a better place. They're all in a better place. Instead of down here sweating, they're all out there watching us.
Santa Fe's valedictorian Corrigan Garcia looked to the future.
Moving on will be tough. Nothing will ever be the same for any of us. But we all have a choice to make.
Part of that choice, Garcia says, is to be brave and optimistic as they head into the world. For NPR News, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.